Officials say the suspect decided to target the Capitol after first considering a military installation, a synagogue, or a restaurant. They had followed him for months, they said, but in December he started, quote, moving down the path toward conducting an attack, and eventually, on his own initiative, went out and bought potential bomb components like nails and glue. Suspect Amin El Khalifi is described as a 29-year-old Moroccan who was living in the U.S. illegally in Northern Virginia. A law enforcement official said he espoused extremist views, but said they believe the suspect was acting alone. Just 2 weeks ago, FBI Director Robert Mueller said there is a growing concern about that kind of individual, a lone wolf who is not part of a known group.
Over the last 2 years, what we have seen is an increase in the lone wolf activity, principally because you have the internet that can be utilized for radicalizing, can be utilized for instruction, training, organization.
Over the last 2 years, for example, one suspect was accused of trying to fly explosives into Washington targets using model airplanes, and another was accused of trying to bomb the D.C. Metro. I spoke to Philip Mudd, a former FBI counterterrorism official, about whether the public is in danger when officials mount a sting operation like this one, and how they decide to set up a takedown.
They ask, is he going to do something tonight, tomorrow? Does he have access to weapons? If you can ensure that he doesn't, one of the questions you want to ask is, can we prove intent in a court of law? At that point, as you roll the operation, you own it. He's going to come to you and say, where do I get a vest? Where do I get weapons? Where do I get explosives? At that point, you own it.